Big Michigan Afternoon Showground with the Captain George, Mike, and Rocky. Friday afternoon. Thanks for being aboard. Our guests are Daniel DePasquo. DePasquo?
Which is that?
It's DePasquo, right?
DePasquo.
DePasquo. Daniel?
Yes, DePasquo.
Yeah, you know why we had to say the other. And Mike Corby, you never heard that before.
I don't.
And Mike Corby, the creators of www.urinal.net. You got to see this one. First of all, before we get into this whole thing, were you guys sitting around having a beer and figured this is... This is your calling. This is your calling at this point. How did urinal.net ever come about?
Actually, yes, that is really what happened. We were sitting around having a beer with a friend of ours, and we were talking about if there's urinals on the Internet. We looked it up. Turns out there weren't. So we figured somebody should put them online.
Yeah, I mean, this is a fabulous art form. I mean, from when they first had them, I mean, I've walked into emporiums that were complete wall units in marble and just gorgeous from, probably the 1920s, those areas, from some of these places.
Yeah, like the fancy steakhouses, old chop houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, and they people have been putting great money into this particular wonderful event in our lives that happens so often.
Usually Italian restaurants do pretty well, too.
Yeah, they seem to.
For some reason.
The urinal, it says here, stands alone or beside its comrades in men's restrooms around the world. We leave the bathroom behind, but this engrossing photographic essay journeys into the world of urinals, taking you places you never imagined you might go. For instance, the marble-filled world of the Bellagio. I will say, which one of you went to Vegas, or to both of you?
We've both been there, and we have a good collection of installations from the casinos in Las Vegas. And
fantastic stuff. I mean, if you've got to go to the bathroom, I know that...
Don't they just go with the one-armed bandit?
No, but in the Venetian and in the Bellagio, man, that's some fancy peeing.
One of the things about the site that we get a lot of feedback from our users on is just how... You know, urinals are everywhere, and few people actually stop to think much about them. But then when you start looking at the ones that are on the site, you know, sometimes the interesting thing is the fixture itself. If it's a pretty out of the ordinary design or such, or sometimes it's just the interesting thing is where it's located. We have, you know, a lot of urinals from landmarks and you know, places like the... And one of our kind of prized possessions is a urinal from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm.
they don't have to put ice cubes in the bottom of that, I imagine.
I'm sure it stays nice and cold there. But they really are something that's everywhere. You know, at this point, the site's been up for 2 years plus, and we have urinals from about 45 states. There's a couple that we're still missing. We have urinals from all seven continents, urinals from more than 35 countries. We have urinals from cruise ships that travel the whole world. So, and even one from a craft that orbits the Earth in space. So.
Well, I see your top.
Yeah, you got that balloonist at Stephen Fawcett's urinal?
No, we haven't heard from him in terms of what he used while he was on his trip.
Yeah, I think he just went man overboard.
Send us an email with a picture, and I would put it up on the site.
Now, are you guys going around for these, or are a lot of these being emailed to you?
Actually, a lot of them are being emailed. People see the site, and they say, wow, this seems like a great idea. I'm going to go take a picture of a urinal that's near me, or... Hey, I went on a trip somewhere and I saw something really remarkable, and
yeah.
I have it, and I'll send you guys a picture.
Because I got a picture of a bizarre one. I was in Italy back in the 70s, staying in a youth hostel, and it wasn't even attached to the wall. It's just like a shower stall that you go into, and there's 2 foot pads and a hole in the ground.
Oh, those are fixtures that you. We've gotten sent to us from Europe and especially Asia, a lot of those, and I think they have shows a different perspective on I guess the hygiene concerns that exist throughout the world.
Well, there's that, and there's also, aren't they in a sense developing a keener and a better aim than the Americans? I mean, ours are pretty big.
People don't take their time in them.
Yeah, we have something that we're starting to see more and more of, and you can see in a couple of the images that are on our site. Urinals that have little targets kind of embossed. Commonly it's a fly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fake little fly. For instance, the urinals of JFK Airport. that were recently installed. The airport manager of the airport came from an airport in Europe where this is, I guess, more common, and they discovered that adding this little fake fly to the fixture kind of reduced the maintenance that was required, or the upkeep and the cleaning that was required.
And the no-splash zone was reinforced, huh?
Yeah.
My dad warned me, though, when I was a very young boy, because to avoid that type of thing, he said that someplace he went for one of those flies,
yeah,
and it was a little electrified gimmick. And he took a shot. He took a shot like never before.
Well, that's still a joke, the fly in the toilet seat and got pissed off.
I guess that's a mistake you only make once.
That's right. So he warned me early. Now, just go ahead and stay away from the items of the urinal. We're right back. I want to go over some of the highlights of the site and find out if you have any Michigan urinals on the site. If not, we're going to have to get out there with our digital cameras and get you some. We're right back. We're talking www.urinals.net. With the creators, with the captain and crew. It's talk radio for your funny bone. Captain George, Mike, and Rocky, Big Michigan Afternoon Showgram. 4:34 Eastern Time. Our guests are Daniel DePasquo and Mike Corby, the creator of www.urinal.net. And is this a labor of love, or do you make some money on this somehow? Is there some way to make money on urinals?
Well, if there is, we haven't found what it is. We'd love to hear some suggestions. But yeah, it really is just something that started out kind of a way to entertain ourselves, and it kind of grew from there. And now I think we entertain and educate a good number of people that come visit the site pretty recently.
Yeah, we don't really make much money on the site, but we do sell shirts and such, and mugs and caps and things. And
with urinals on them?
That's right. So if people want to buy some merchandise, that we'll get about $1 on that each sale. So
yeah,
it doesn't really go that long of a way. But so far, it hasn't exactly been paying for itself or anything.
Well, it is a pretty interesting and a neat site. Number 10 on your top most fascinating here, I see McSorley's Old Ale House in New York. Is that one of those classic ones?
The ale house itself, I think I was there and captured that picture, and it was packed, dark, smoky kind of pub. And the pictures themselves are fairly mammoth. It's hard to even get a perspective.
Oh, quit bragging. Click on it, Captain.
Let's see what this one looks like.
But it is one of the ones that that a lot of users write in to say,
"Oh yeah,
I used to live in New York, and boy does it bring back memories to see those urinals on your website."
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about.
It looks like a Greek, with the big pillars and everything like that.
Yeah, it's an old Victorian model, and those are really hard to come by these days. But there's still a few around in places like that, and people do love this one. And I guess there's a lot of memory for some folks from New York.
Yeah. You could almost turn sideways, if you were needed to talk to someone next to you. Not that you'd be looking, but
look at this one—the Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo.
Holy
man!
Yeah, I got a picture of that when we were down in Southern California, and the inn itself is famous for having all sorts of random tacky rooms, all really lavishly appointed in a very cheesy fashion. And their urinal has this waterfall thing where, if you step in between the light beam, the waterfall starts up.
Yeah, but the waterfall speeds you up. You don't go in there and wait for anything to happen. You don't have to sing Suwannee River.
Yes.
It's huge.
One of the few places where it's okay to take pictures. There's usually a lot of tourists there, men and women, in the bathroom taking pictures. It's actually hard to use it because there's so many women coming through.
Now, we asked you about... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's a big tourist attraction, the urinal itself for the inn.
We asked you about Michigan urinals. I mean, after all, we do have the UP.
That's right. We don't currently have anything from up there. So if there's anybody listening up in the Upper Peninsula, we would love to have a picture, too.
Well, we certainly do have a lot of people. So we need to get people to your site, take some interesting urinal shots from all over. Do you have any in Michigan at all?
We do have a couple. Yeah, we have a couple from Detroit, including some classic troughs from the old Tiger Stadium. One that's from inside the players' locker room area, which is probably a view that even avid baseball fans don't really get to see.
That's right.
And then a couple from other towns in Michigan. But we'd love to have your listeners contribute. We do rely on our users to kind of grow the site. We're coming pretty close. We've got somewhere coming on the order of 1,000 places represented. So that'll be a pretty milestone mark, and probably it's a lot more than we ever expected we'd see.
Yeah, I see the International Space Station. That looks more like a female urinal almost. They've got to they have to encompass the unit involved, don't they?
Yeah, that's correct. I remember taking that picture. It was it's actually on a mock-up that's at a museum here in the Bay Area in Oakland. But it is an attachment in some way that.
Well, they train you. They train with docking procedures.
They must.
Is that a vacuum? You wonder.
I didn't ask.
Okay, all right, I won't go there at all. What's the most secure? Like, I mean, do you have one from the CIA or anything like that?
Oh, I don't think we do.
I don't think so.
There you go. We need a spy here.
We have one. I took one at the international border crossing in near San Diego, between Tijuana and San Diego, and that was a fairly secure building.
That's the one with all the pills and little baggies left alongside of it. Yeah.
We received a contribution from the demilitarized zone between the North and South Korea, so that's pretty, I would have to imagine, secure location.
Well, thanks, guys. Make sure you go to, in Michigan, if you're listening, you know of a great urinal, go to W.